And briefly, while we're on the subject of green, there's a new nonprofit in town known as the Boston Tree Party. Not Tea Party, that's Tree Party. They're on a mission to plant 100 pairs of heirloom apple trees in civic spaces across Greater Boston. The inaugural tree planting took place at the Rose Kennedy Greenway this weekend, and our intern, Amory Sievertson, swung by to meet the team.
Hello, and welcome to the Boston Tree Party inauguration.
I'm Lisa Gross. I'm the founder and chairman of the Boston Tree Party. The Boston Tree Party is a collaborative campaign to plant 100 pairs of heirloom apple trees in publicly used spaces across Greater Boston. And what we're doing is we're planting a decentralized public urban orchard that crosses social, political, economic, and geographic boundaries. And it's about the city really coming together in support of environmental and community health.
I'm Michael Phillips. I come from northern New Hampshire, where I grow apples. And I've been invited to come down here to the Boston Tree Party as one of their two official pomologists. Pomology is the study of tree fruits. We need to get people more just involved with simply walking by a tree and seeing that's in flower. A month later, I walk by, there's a small fruit there. And not only that, but it happens to be a Roxbury russet, the first named variety in this country. It goes back to the early 1600s. It first grew here in Roxbury, part of Boston. The very first orchard was planted up on Beacon Hill. Those apple trees were put in the ground somewhere prior to 1625. Here we are today planting a new orchard almost 400 years later. We need to grow food in the places that we live.
An apple tree can't produce fruit alone. It needs other apple trees that are different from itself in order to cross-pollinate and bear fruit. Like apple trees, we too are interdependent. We cannot produce fruit
alone. The worms are good for the soil, guys. And we're going to have to
notice that Michael is sort of chopping up the soil at the bottom.
Interesting. That'll really help me when I'm old and gardening.
I'm Allie Smizer, and we are the food access team for the Let's Get Moving program at the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. Since apple is a symbol of health, symbol of life, symbol of a lot of beautiful things around food and in love, we just thought it would be a really great collaboration to have two baby apple trees at our new community garden.
We too must cross-pollinate and embrace our interdependence. Seek out and value diversity, not just because we need to, but because that's how you get the sweetest and juiciest fruit.
And the Boston Tree Party is looking for 100 community partners in Greater Boston to plant and care for a pair of apple trees. That sounds like you. Get more information at radioboston.org. And we have to take a break when we come back. Every now and then, a study crosses our desk here at Radio Boston that just makes us slap our heads and say, duh, but it's remarkable nonetheless. Women quite likely to neglect their own health after they've had children. That story and more when we come back. I'm Adam Ragusea with Meghna Chakrabarty, and this is Radio Boston.